worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 16, it tells us, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Verses 16 through 25, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Father, thank you once again for the privilege we have of being able to look into your word which guides us, equips us, empowers us, your word which is a mighty weapon that we can use every day to go out to build your kingdom and tear down the kingdom of darkness. With every passing day, empower us to be more and more the skillful and the faithful prayer warriors you want us to be, believers who know how to take the weapons you've placed in our hands and put them to work for your glory each and every day. Thank you for the privilege of being a part of your army, the family of God. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we're so thankful that we can come before you today. We as sinners who are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, that we can come to your throne today, and we can come boldly because we come clothed in his righteousness, and that you say to come to your throne of grace in time of need. And Father, it is a time of need. We need you to work in our lives. Father, we pray for our listening family. We pray your blessings upon them, that you would give them eyes to see and ears to hear. As Joseph speaks, as our guest speaks today, Father, we pray that you would speak through them, that they would hear the message that you want them to hear, and then that they would not only be hearers, but they would be doers of what you say to them. Give them strength and courage to do that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. Once again, I want to remind you, all of our listeners, of our upcoming AFA Marriage, Family, and Life Conference 2020. It's happening June the 25th through the 27th right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. Don't miss this conference that will help strengthen your marriage and your family to live as faithful ambassadors for the kingdom of God in the midst of our culture and our world. The conference provides practical training and ministry encouragement for believers who want to be salt and light in our culture. The theme for this year's conference is In Defense of Truth, and some of the speakers include Dr. Michael Brown, Dr. Frank Turek, Laura Petherbridge, our own Abraham Hamilton III, Miki Addison, Dr. Alex McFarland, and other great speakers. So if you can come and be with us for our Marriage, Family, and Life Conference 2020. Hope that you can be with us. There will be a youth apologetics track for youth ages 4 through 17. For registration and more information about the conference, go to marriagefamilylife.net. Again, that's marriagefamilylife.net. We are honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Gwendolyn Bradley. She's the National Area Leader for the National Day of Prayer. She resides in the Birmingham, Alabama community, and I'm going to let her further introduce herself. Gwen, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful. Pastor Joseph, how are you doing today?
Blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Thanks for being with us today. And if you would, as we start, take a few more moments to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners about you and tell them about what you do with the ministry of the National Day of Prayer.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's such a great honor and a privilege to be among your listeners on today. And I want to introduce myself. I'm Gwendolyn Bradley, and I am the National Area Leader for the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And I cover the states. I cover the states of Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Puerto Rico, South Carolina, and Virgin Islands. And of course, I don't do that alone. I have a little assistance from my husband, Willie, and we are the first African-American National Area Leader for the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And there's only eight of us in that position, and each one of us cover a cluster of states in America. And as I just shared with you, the states that I cover. And I want to tell you a little bit about National Day of Prayer for some of you who may not be familiar with who we are. But the National Day of Prayer, it has great significance to all of us. It has great significance to all of us as a nation. And it enables us to recall and to teach the way in which the founding fathers of America sought the wisdom of God. They sought the wisdom of God when faced with any type of critical decision. So the National Day of Prayer is an annual observance. It's held on the first Thursday of May. That's every May. And we invite people of all faiths to pray for our nation. It was created in 1952 by a joint resolution of United States Congress and signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. So we're a privately funded organization, and our purpose is to encourage participation on the National Day of Prayer. And we communicate, we seek to communicate to each individual the need for personal repentance, the need for prayer, and that's praying for all people. That's praying for all people as we are commanded, and we see the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. God calls for his people to repent and to pray and turn from their wicked ways, and that he promised he will heal our land. I don't know about you, but America needs to be healed. The land That's needs right. to be healed.
Very much so. Very much yes. so. Okay. And so you mentioned that you are the area leader for about seven different states. Do you do workshops in those areas? Do you coordinate other prayer leaders? What all does that entail?
Well, it's actually five states and two territories.
Okay.
The two territories are Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands.
Okay.
And I oversee a cluster of volunteers, several volunteers over the Southeast who call their specific, they call their state, they call their community, their city, their church, their business. They call them to pray, of course, all during the year, but also specifically the first Thursday in May. And I provide oversight and training for all of those leaders, all of those volunteers. Last year, we had about over 40,000 events all over America. So So we train those leaders, and we encourage those leaders, and we also attend rallies. We sponsor workshops, as you just mentioned. We sponsor seminars to teach them how to effectively, you know, it's the prayers, it's the effective prayers of the righteous that avail it much, the effective and fervent prayers. So we teach and we encourage and provide resources and tools on our website, also as we also sponsor the workshops, seminars, vision casting. We provide the tools that's necessary to teach them how to effectively intercede for the leaders in the seven areas of power in our nation.
Okay, so that's pretty extensive in terms of the kinds of things that your ministry does and the ways it can help equip the body of Christ for helping believers to become more effective prayer warriors. So praise God for the work that you all do. And as we start, Gwen, would you take a moment specifically to pray for our listeners to really have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit would say to them? You know, I think of this, every single person, God would have them take away something different because of course, everybody's calling is different. But God has something very important for every listener to receive. Would you pray that God would help them to have the ears to hear what they need to receive?
Absolutely. Thank you. Father, we pray for each listener that you have called to be a part of this broadcast today. We know that it was not by coincidence, but Father, it was by your divine will that they would tune in at just the right time, for you have such a great and awesome assignment for them. Father, you said in your word that you had established the pattern of prayer, Lord, that we should, your house would be called a house of prayer for all nations. And Lord, we thank you right now that you're looking for even one leader, one person, one man, one woman, one boy, one girl who will accept the call and stand in the gap for their family, stand in the gap, Lord, for their community, for this nation. Lord, you're calling for that person on this line. And even to turn to you concerning personal issues, that we will bring them all before your throne. You said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritually powerful to the destruction of demonic strongholds. So we thank you, God, that you will not allow evil to prevail against us. So thank you for those that have called in today or listening in today, and we just give you praise for your strength being poured out to them. You're awakening them. We pray for an awakening. We pray for revival.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for revival winds to begin to blow all over this nation, the east, the west, the north, and the south, Lord, that right where that person is, that they would know that you are with them as you promised you would be, and that you will never leave them nor forsake them.
Thank you.
We just give you all the praise for your purpose being fulfilled. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gwen, for taking the time to pray specifically for that. And just before we go into our main topic, would you like, if someone is listening and they're thinking they would like to get involved with the National Day of Prayer, maybe to be a volunteer or somehow or another plug into some of the prayer events or activities, how could they get in touch with you or your office?
Absolutely. Of course, the office is located in Colorado Springs.
Gwen, I'm going to have to jump in here, and we're going to pick up. We'll give you a chance to share that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
What if it's him?
Music of Mandisa, the song God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Gwendolyn Bradley. She's the National Area Leader for the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And Gwen, the break came in at a very inopportune time a moment ago. If you'll go ahead and share with our listeners, if they're wanting to get involved with the National Day of Prayer or learn more about it or become a volunteer, how can they do that? Go ahead and let us know.
Absolutely. As I was sharing, the National Day of Prayer headquarters, we're in Colorado Springs, Colorado, but there are thousands of volunteers across the country who are critical to the mobilization effort. So you can reach us on the World Wide Web, nationaldayofprayer.org, nationaldayofprayer.org, and on the website you'll find very helpful resources and always ways that you can reach either one of the national area leaders depending on which state you're in.
Okay then. And so anyone anywhere can get in touch and get involved from their own, get involved somewhere, one way or another in their own community then, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay, well today you were going to share with our listeners about the topic, I believe I have it correctly, seven areas of power. Would you go ahead and share with our listeners what that is and why that's important when it comes to a strong prayer life?
Oh, yes, yes. I would first like to share, Pastor Joseph, why do we as Americans, why do we need to pray for America? And as I just said, that I've just reminded, not only are Americans praying for America, but we have many, many other nations that dedicate yearly to pray for America. There's 10 countries around the world, 10 countries that participated in the National Day of Prayer with us on last year during our 2019 event. So why? How do we pray, or why do we pray for America? First, I want you to know that God is sovereign, and nothing comes, nothing ever comes to a surprise to Him. No matter what we face in our nation, whether it's concerning our fluctuating economics or threats from abroad, unrest at home, or any other type of troubling circumstance, our Heavenly Father is not caught unaware. Just like right now, no matter what's going on in your life, God knows all about that. And so through prayer, we're able to tap into God's wisdom. We can tap into His strength. We can tap into His protection, His peace. He always stands ready to respond to our needs when we humble ourselves and we ask for divine intervention in the affairs of men, or even in your affairs. So as we pray for America, you know, our Pledge of Allegiance, it recounts that we are one nation under God, and our currency states that it is in God we trust. Mm-hmm. And so it is our prayer that we would encounter it, that Americans encounter the God who rules over this nation. Mm-hmm. He who forms the mountain, He who creates the wind and reveals thoughts to man. He who turns our dawn to darkness and treads the high places of the earth. It is the Lord God Almighty. That is according to Amos 4 and 13. So it is God who gave us the promise that if my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So as we humbly and we diligently seek the Lord, will we change and we'll see transformation in America through prayer. And so how do we pray for that? We pray into the seven areas or the seven centers of power or influence in our nation. In National Day of Prayer, these are listed on our website to teach others how to pray for our nation. Those seven centers of influence or seven areas of power, some refer to it as the seven mountains, but we refer to it as the seven areas of influence or seven areas of power, and that is those areas are government, military, media, business, education, church, and family. And Pastor Parker, I would love to share with those that are listening on how we can effectively pray into these different areas.
Okay. Before you do, would you repeat those seven areas one more time for our listeners?
Absolutely. Government, also military, media, business, education, church, and family.
Okay. All right. Specifically then, so these are critical areas then for that believers need to be spending time praying for and about then. That's what you're going to be sharing with us about then, correct?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. When we are referring to the government, when we're referring to our government, I just want to share this scripture with you, 1 Kings 3:28. When all Israel heard the verdict and the king had given, they held the king in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. So we need to pray for all of our government officials. We need to pray that God will give them wisdom and that they would recognize God's authority, and they would rely on him for wisdom. It's very important that we pray for our president, pray for our president, President Donald J. Trump. We pray for the vice president. We pray also for those that are on the president's cabinet. We definitely want to pray for the Supreme Court justices. Many decisions are being made daily. I know coming up next week on March the 4th, there's going to be a major, major decision that the Supreme Court will make. In 3 years, this is the first pro-life case to come before the Supreme Court in 3 years. And so we need to pray for the justices. We need to pray for the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And many believers will be gathered there in D.C. to pray outside of the Supreme Court that the justices, those that are Christian, those that know the Lord, that they would be bold and courageous and make the right decision, being guided by God's wisdom. And, of course, no matter whether you voted for the president, whether you agree with the president, the Word of God tells us, the Word of God tells us in 1 Timothy 2:1-4 that we're to pray for all, pray for all in authority so that there might be a good government, so that there might be a peace, there might be peace among us, that there might be a godly society. And so this is just to give you just a little snippet of how and why we need to pray for this area of power.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to pray for them right now. Let me pray for this area.
Okay.
Lord God, we are praying that your hand of wisdom and guidance, Lord, would be upon our president and would be upon our vice president,
yes, Lord,
the cabinet members, Lord God, the executive branch, the judicial branch, the legislative branch, Lord God. We pray for all of our Supreme Court justices, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, may they be inspired. May they be inspired to seek you daily,
yes,
oh Father,
Jesus,
that they would seek you on every decision that they make every day, Father.
Jesus.
And God, we pray that you raise up a mighty army,
Jesus,
that will cry out to you concerning their local governments,
yes,
our police,
Jesus,
officers, law enforcement, Lord, our fire chiefs, Lord, all of those, our first responders, God.
Yes,
we just,
Jesus,
lift up all of our government leaders to you, Father, and we ask that you would grant them wisdom to act with integrity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for praying for that then. So now, the second area, did you say, was the military?
Yes, yes, yes. We want to pray for our military, and that's each branch, all of our branches of military, and I would like to share a scripture for that, to pray for our military. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 6 through 8, he appointed military officers over the people and assembled them and encouraged them with these words, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles."
Yes.
As our military, service members, as they are protecting our freedom, we all know that freedom is not free at all. There is a great cost that is paid for our freedom. So as our military service men and service women are on the front lines protecting our freedoms, we want to pray protection over them. We want to pray Psalms 91. We want to pray for their courage and that they would truly put their trust in God. And not only are we praying for our service members, but we're praying for our family members, their spouses, their children. I was a military spouse for 21 years. I know the importance of praying for military families. So we want to lift up those who have been left behind,
yes,
that their marriages would be protected, that the children would be protected.
Yes,
and so we call upon God to protect those who are protecting us. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for those who are protecting America's freedoms. All the heroic men and the women in our armed services, Lord God. We lift them up before you, those that are serving here in America at home and those who are serving abroad. And we pray, Lord, for your protection to go before them. And, Lord, we also want to lift up the chaplains that are stationed around the world, along with our Christian servicemen and servicewomen, who officially, Lord God, fulfill a role of spiritual leadership. God, we ask, Lord, that their religious freedoms would be protected, oh God. We ask that these believers would faithfully represent you,
yes,
among their comrades, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you right now. And for those, anyone listening right now who is separated from their loved one may be, Lord, on a mission or away from home, Lord, or going through a great, Lord, emotional battle as a result of serving their country. God, we pray for healing to take place.
Thank you.
We pray for healing to go forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Also, for those to be healed of emotional trauma, suffering from PTSD. And, Lord, that you would annihilate, oh God, that you would annihilate, Lord, the difficulty that caused some to even want to commit suicide. So we just thank you right now for our military servicemen and servicewomen, God. And we thank you that your hand is upon their life, your protection is upon their family, and God, that you are working things out, Father, for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gwen. In just a few moments, we'll be going into another break, and so we will plan to pick up there. And that, let's see, the third, let's see, education, media, church, family, and business. We'll try to be sure that we make time to cover those last ones in the final segment then, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All righty. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our phone guest is Gwendolyn Bradley. She's the National Area Leader for the National Day of Prayer Task Force. We'll be right back after this break. Nicole C. Mullen, On My Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Gwendolyn Bradley. She's the National Area Leader for the National Day of Prayer Task Force. Gwen, would you share with our listeners once again if they wanted to get in touch with you or learn more about the work and the ministry of the National Day of Prayer, would you share with them how to do that?
Yes. You can find more information about the National Day of Prayer Task Force, the mission, the vision, our history, or also if you need to reach one of our leaders that are located across America, across the 50 states and territories, that we cover, you can find it on www.nationaldayofprayer.org.
All right. Thank you, then. Okay, we'll move on now to the third area of power specifically that you wanted to mention.
Yes. I would like to mention the media. And okay. This is unquestionably, and I'm quite sure all of you who are listening to me, especially if you have teenagers or millennials that you're in relationship with, this is definitely, unquestionably, one of the most powerful and influential voices in our culture, the media, and dealing with journalism. And we must also remember that we must pray that they would report, our journalists would report in our news, would report whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's Philippians 4 and 8. Okay. So we need those. We need journalists, we need newsmakers to to be bold and not be fearful of expressing their faith in viewpoints. And so we must pray for them. We must pray for them to in their reporting. And also we have to remember that Hollywood is not an evil place. Mm-hmm. There are many that are sent to Hollywood as missionaries. They're sent there as missionaries. So we have to remember to intercede on behalf of all the actors and musicians, and also we put athletes in this category as well, mm-hmm. because surely God is using our media right now. We've never had as much positive content coming forth on film as we have now, such as the Kendrick Brothers. And since we're talking about prayer, they made one of the most powerful movies, and the subject was prayer, called The War Room. Mm-hmm. So we must pray that they will continue to bring forth that type of content and that Hollywood would take notice. And I'm just believing for a revival, a spiritual awakening to come forth in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And I pray for that all the time.
Okay. Okay, if you'll go ahead and pray for that area as well.
Oh, thank you. Father God, we just thank you. We pray for all of the journalists. We pray for those who are in this media area of power. And God, we pray that they would operate with integrity, that they would report what is true and not fake news, not false news, God, that they would report what is true. And that we pray for, Lord, that you would send more missionaries to Hollywood.
Yes.
We pray for
Jesus.
Those who are already there, the actors and the directors, Lord, and the music producers in this industry, Lord. It's a powerful industry. And, Lord, we realize that nothing is too hard, difficult for you. So, Lord God, we pray that you would release a spiritual revival and awakening in this industry. Lord, we are thanking you right now, Father, for those being raised up, even those who are being prepared right now to operate in this area of power.
Yes.
God, that you would send forth those who will be unashamed of who you are and to report, Lord, quality information, true information, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we got four more to cover. We'll see if we can do it in the last few minutes, though. The next one is education. Is that right?
Yes, we could do education.
Okay.
We can definitely do education, which is another area that really, really, really needs prayer. We need to return to truth in mm-hmm. Judeo-Christian ethics. There's many laws that different states are trying to place into their curriculum right now that deal with some things. Areas that are very controversial mm-hmm. to believers. And so we as parents, we as grandparents, we as community members, we have to be aware of what's taking place in the area of education.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the school shootings that has been taking place, the violence in the schools, we must cover our schools in prayer. And the Word of God says we call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding. If we look for it as silver and search for it as hidden treasure, we will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Mm.
For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So, God, we pray, Lord, for a safe atmosphere over our educational system, whether they're homeschool, Lord, or high school or junior high school, whatever, our college campuses, Lord, we pray for a safe atmosphere that will be conducive to learning. We also apply the blood of Jesus to every campus, Lord, in America, that you will protect these campuses from violence, Lord. We also pray for children intercessors to be released into the hallways, into the classroom. We pray for teachers, Lord, who know you and who will be courageous, oh God, to begin to pray for their students and provide a quality education. Lord, we pray for equal opportunity for every student to achieve their full potential in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the next area would be the church.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Absolutely, the church. The church, the church. We want to pray that the church would find a new zeal in a commitment to the mission and the purpose of Jesus Christ. You know, I've been hearing many things about this new Jewish, this Hebrew year, 5780, meaning pay, P-E-Y, and pay, meaning mouth. It is time for believers in the church. If we can just get the believers in the church to begin to open up their mouth and begin to share the gospel and pray for salvation, evangelize. You know, ever since Billy Graham went home to be with the Lord, we have been praying that that evangelism mantle would return to the church once again. So it is time for the church to bow their knees and cry out for those that need salvation to come outside of the church walls and to minister to those, to this lost world, to those in need of healing. And we also want to pray for unity. We pray for unity among the churches, that God would reveal his love and people would know us by our love for each other. It's time out. There is no, I would like to say black church, white church, but we're all one in Christ Jesus. And even that we pray for every denominational wall to come down, these walls that try to divide us. God, we pray that we would come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, oh God. And we pray that the world would know us by your love. And Lord, we pray that we would have a holy fear of you that's released in the heart of your people. So we thank you, God, that we will return to the absolutes of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Gwen. The next area is family.
Oh, yes. This is very, very powerful. The family, the family. You know, the word of God says, if a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand. That is Mark 3:25. So we pray for unity and love to be released in individual families. You know, the family is the foundation of everything. The foundation, family is the foundation of government. Family is the foundation of church. It all begins in the church, in the family. So we need healing to take place in families, in marriages, in relationships with our children. And one thing that has been burdening me is that parents, that grandparents will begin to raise up a mighty army of children, children intercessors, children who will go forth into the marketplace, children who will begin to be advocates for righteousness in the government. So, yes, we do want to pray. We want to pray for families. We want to pray for the unity, pray for the love. And we just thank you that even that we're going to return to our family values. We're going to return to biblical mandate to train our children at home in the fear of the Lord and not leave the responsibility to others. And we just also pray for strength upon marriages in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. In the final area, specifically business.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We must pray for businesses. We have many Christian businesses that are really, really suffering right now. They're really suffering. If you are a Christian business leader, you know, it's not, we don't have that freedom to make decisions. They're trying to take away those freedoms, our religious freedoms. So we must pray for business owners, especially those who know God. And we also pray that there'll be integrity among Christian workers so that we can win the right to be heard. We need to operate in integrity. We also pray for just an impartation of ideas and resources to be released to businesses, especially in areas that need an economic boost in different areas. I don't know where you're listening from, but you know your city, you know your state, you know what your state needs, and I just want you to know that the key to that business prospering and your community prospering, that key is in your mouth. You begin to pray over the businesses, the Christian businesses that are in your area, because it is Christ, it is God, according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18, gives us the ability to get wealth. So I just pray strength upon the hands, upon every Christian business owner, Lord. I pray protection around Christian business owners, Lord, that their religious freedoms will be protected in the mighty name of Jesus. And also pray for increase, Lord. Will you cause, Lord, their boundaries to be expanded? Will you, God, grant increase upon their business in the name of Jesus? We thank you that you're even raising up more of your people, Lord, to go into, to believe you and have faith. If you call them to business, may they step out, Lord, by faith and begin to birth that business right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gwen. Again, those seven areas included government, military, media, education, the church, family, and business. And you mentioned that for people that are wanting more information, again, they can go to your website. Share the website again.
Yes. That would be www.nationaldayofprayer.org. And that's every first Thursday in May every year, there is the national observance of the National Day of Prayer. This is a legal public law, and there are proclamations issued. Each governor issues a proclamation, and the president issues a proclamation every year for the National Day of Prayer. We do have the public right to gather and pray for our nation. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gwen, for being with us today, and thank you for the great work you're doing, and please keep up the great work, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. I hope that you'll take time to go to the National Day of Prayer website, learn more about it, and hope that you'll get involved with some of the prayer outreaches in your community that connect with that national ministry as well. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.